All right, Big Fatty, here is your little show about the Worldwide Developers Conference announcements on Monday. Yes, I did watch the keynote live, and I was excited about, I'm always excited about Apple things, but I did not order anything new.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was excited about Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1393 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 29th of May, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to try to finish telling you about the big trip to Hatlanta, Big Fatty. Hello, catcher uppers. Big Fatty, does that have anything to do with the big liar? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are catcher uppers today because Big Fatty was catching up on things in the coal mine today. Y'all, it was a very productive day in the coal mine. Larry Clyde wasn't there today. He had to take his mama to the doctor, so I guess that was an all-day experience. You know, those things can take all day nowadays, y'all. And old Vader, I don't know where he was. I think he was playing hooky. Big Fatty. He was truant. He was a truant. Big Fatty, he was a truant today. So I don't know where he was, but anyway, y'all, and you know, it was a good day because I was busy all day long, and so that made the day go quite nice and quick. So anyway, but caught up on a lot of stuff, and so there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Y'all, later tonight, Wednesday night, got a horror club meeting, and so I'll get to see Granny and Miss Porter and the other members of your horror club, we'll go from there. Y'all, I do have, and I know, Gay Country West, which, by the way, is not spelled C-U-N-T. No! I know he'll be devastated by this news, but y'all, Mr. Michael Brandon, who always comes to the big horror event in August, y'all, he's not going to be able to make it this year. And I'm sorry to hear that, but you know, things happen. You know, when you're a big star, Big Fatty, are you getting vulgar and talking about monster? No, but when you're a big star, you know, sometimes there are other commitments that come up that you've got to do. But anyway, we told him we certainly understood that he couldn't make it this year, but he was not off the hook for coming back in the future. No, Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, before I start telling you about the rest of the visit up there to Hatlanta and getting the new Hat Cave put together, y'all, let's do this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, hump day, the 29th of May, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Well, actually, it's the fake celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, for the former podfather, that's Paul, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you know, he has two. Not one, but two, I say, birthdays. He has the fake one in May, and then his real one is in October. So, y'all, he's like a milking machine. Y'all, he just milks you dry. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. So, anyway, Paul, we hope you have a lovely birthday. And Big Fatty, I know what kind of cake he'll have. Well, who doesn't know? It'll be a white sheet cake with vanilla frosting.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Now, y'all, yesterday I was telling you about the move and everything, and but I forgot that one of the things that I had done earlier in the week before the Hats actually moved is I know my mother pretty well, and I know that one of the things that she was going to want to have done before she moved in was to get a shelf paper in. Earlier in the week, me and my sister-in-law, we got shelf paper for her kitchen cabinets and her bathroom cabinets, and so we spent a lot of time. And my other sister-in-law and brother, they had gone in and cleaned all these cabinets ahead of time. But we cut and put down shelf paper in there, and y'all, that was a good thing because that gave her the opportunity on moving day to unpack and put where her dishes where she wanted them and put her pots and pans where she wanted them, and we didn't have to wait to put shelf paper down or anything like that. So that was kind of my thinking on all this, is that we would get that done so that she would be able to take an active role on moving day and yet still stay out of the way of the movers, because the movers aren't bringing anything into the kitchen. All that stuff was in boxes that we had already taken over. So, moving day, I just got to say, the movers, they did a absolute superb job. I don't think we could have found anyone any better. And, y'all, and quite reasonable, if you ask me, for the price they paid. It was like $1,100. But y'all, it was to move a two-story house and move all the furniture and the refrigerator and a freezer and a gas grill and, you know, stuff like that. You know, so it was up and down steps. So I thought that they did a fine job. And once the movers had everything in place, we had brought the lamps over individually because we didn't want them having to worry about those, and placed them where my mother wanted them, that was pretty much. And then that evening we had pizza pie that Wednesday night for the first meal in the new Hat Cave. And so it was good. And then on Thursday, we started unpacking things like for her china cabinet and her curio cabinet and, help just unpacking some other boxes here and there. She had some bookcases that had to, stuff had to go in them and little figurines and all. You know how your mother is. They always have figurines. Figurines, Big Freddy, that's also known as dust collectors. Well, correct. And So we got all the boxes except for a few unpacked, and my whole deal was that their boxes had been taken over ahead of time, and I wanted to clear the shelves of all those boxes on that Thursday, so that the one thing that we didn't have the movers bring were Christmas decorations. We left them down in the basement, and because they were going to go on those shelves once we emptied them. So we got those emptied, and things were beginning to feel a little bit more like home. Got her china cabinet all done, all that stuff had to be, was all wrapped up, and all, we had a lot of wrapping paper and that bubble wrap stuff and all that, had to be thrown out. But yeah. And then, of course, we had to break down the boxes, and there were several more trips back over to the old Hat Cave, we kept bringing stuff over and all like that. And then on that was Thursday. On Friday, what did we do on Friday? We brought the Christmas decorations over on Friday and got them all placed on the storage shelves and in the garage and everything. And because y'all, my mother has them in tubs, these big rubber tubs, and y'all, they just wouldn't fit through the opening into the attic. So we needed to keep them in the garage. And we brought most everything of the Christmas decoration. She's not going to be able to use it all, but until Until she gets a chance to unpack it and decide what goes where, we can't really get rid of all of that. And then she can make her decision at Crema what she wants to keep and what she wants to give away. So, anyway, then on, you know, there was more unpacking on Friday and Saturday. And then there were, you know, more trips back and forth to get more stuff, you know, that just, you know, we didn't want the movers to bring and all. And then on Sunday, we brought the pictures. They went to, the hats went to church, and I did not go, no, Big Freddy, we didn't want lightning to hit. Anyway, went and got all the pictures. Oh dear Gussie, there's somebody on the Grin Doctor speaking to Big Freddy. Hi, Big Freddy.
Hi.
Also on Saturday, my sister-in-law and I, we hung the draperies. And that really made the place feel like home. And y'all, but that's, I'm going to tell you something. That took some time. And anyway, we worked most all afternoon on that. And anyway, and then on Sunday, it was picture hanging day. So that was really kind of the last of the processes that we went through. There were still, like I said, there were still a few boxes for them to unload when I left Monday morning. But y'all, for the most part, it was 99% done. Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, looks like everybody took some time off from spotting Big Fatty while Big Fatty was over there in the Hatlanta. Y'all, Anonymous said, peekaboo, peekaburpoo. Okay. And y'all, then that marking calendar, y'all, he sent in a picture of Captain Fatty and Spock engage in an epic battle of good versus evil with a powerful villain responsible for the destruction of the Universal Bacon Supply. Big Freddy, not the destruction of Universal Bacon. And y'all, that's homosexual, what's his name? Y'all, in the Star Trek Into Fatness. Big Freddy, I don't remember what his name was. He was on that Heroes show. He was the villain on that or something. But y'all, you need to be spotting Big Fatty, because Big Fatty just loves to go over there and see wherever you spot Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that would just make us all happy. Y'all, I got some e-letters that I want to read to you. Kick back and enjoy this. Y'all, you know that Paul, not birthday Paul, but Paul that sends me all the stuff. There's the husband and the wife were watching a TV program about psychology, which was explaining the phenomenon of mixed emotions. The husband turned to his wife and said, "This is an absolute bunch of crap. I bet you can't tell me anything that will make me both sad and happy." The wife waited a moment and then said, "Out of all your friends, you've got the biggest dick." Big Freddy, that's a good one. So anyway, y'all, got a little bit of news from Stephen the Huck. You know, Stephen the Huck did the BFO app for us. And y'all, there's a little update on the BFO app. He, you know, because we're not doing any more updates to it. And y'all, quite frankly, the BFO app's getting ready to go away. He sent me a message to pass along. Just wanted to let you know that there are only a few more days left before the BFO app is removed from both the iTurds and the Android Hemorrhoid stores. If anyone has the app already, most of it will continue to function normally for the time being. Changes to iOS and Android may cause it to fail in the future, and if anyone deletes it from their iPhone or the Android Hemorrhoid, they will not be able to re-download it. Hope it was of some use while it lasted. Stephen the Unk, it was a great use, and I think people really enjoyed it. But y'all, if you haven't got it on your cellular telephonic device, y'all, now is the time. Now is the time to go over there and get one last download. I think, you know, because Stephen the Unk's not doing the developer app developer stuff anymore. So that's why that's going away. So anyway, y'all, I got an e-letter, and I've got to find this. It's on my cellular telephonic device here. Big Freddy, you should be more prepared. Oh, y'all, Big Freddy, we don't know. Beef roast. Yes, Big Freddy. How do I do this? Now, wait a minute. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Y'all, I got an e-letter from, first of all, I got an e-letter from Nanny Elizabeth, who was very upset that Big Fatty is not coming down to the g'days. And so, anyway, she'll just have to get over it. Y'all, I got an e-letter from, let me just find it right here. No, it was posted over at the BFO. It is from Cisco Big Fatty, we don't know. But anyway, he Cisco says, "Oh, Big Fatty, you drunk old timer, I wish to be one of your straight boyfriends. Don't you dare ever change." And I'm sorry, it's Kevin. It's Kevin, and Kevin, I told Kevin, I said, one can never have too many straight boyfriends. So I hope Straight Bob's okay with that, but, you know, because we really probably should run it by him. But Kevin, tell Big Fatty a little bit more about you. So, call into the voice letter number or send me just call into the voice letter number, because we can never have too many voice letters either. No, Big Fatty. Y'all, Dan, first of all, Casey in Denver, said that he was worried sick. He was almost like Julie, y'all, almost like Julie, just worried sick, about, Big Fatty having to, help the hats with the big move and all that kind of stuff. And, anyway, but he thought Big Fatty's advice or his plan. Oh, dear, I see. Well, I'll have to tell you about Dan's tomorrow on how to deal with that Hatterina and keeping, you know, taking care of her situation and all was good sage advice. Not Michael Sage advice, but Sage advice nonetheless. And y'all, and Casey, thank you. He says he needs to have more patience with his hats. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. I'm going to have to run to the Von's East during lunch today, because y'all, the refrigerator is just pure empty. And Paul, since this is your fake birthday today, What is the one thing that really will get it started off right?
I was excited about Big Fatty.
Oh, everybody's excited about Big Fatty in the morning.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.